We're speaking with someone with a very impressive resume today. He's a successful musician with 5 albums under his belt, a household name in Zambia, founder of the Albino Foundation of Zambia, and a recipient of the Mandela Washington Foundation Scholarship for the Young African Leaders. Even Zambia's First Lady is a fan of his work. He's an inspirational voice and is fighting against discrimination and abuse of people living with albinism. He's Zambia's music activist, John Chiti, and he joins me now. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, no, it's our pleasure. So let's just start with, as I mentioned, you've started the foundation. Obviously, it's about raising awareness of albinism, which you have yourself. Could you just explain how it affects your eyesight?
Yes, well, I'm a person with albinism. And the condition that I have, which is a lack of melanin in the skin, the hair, and the eyes, because of this condition, I've got poor sight. So when I was in school, I used to have problems with my sight, such as I couldn't read on the board, and I couldn't see properly whenever it is too sunny. This is because the effect of albinism has led to me having short-sighted, which means I've got a problem with vision. I cannot see far. So if I'm seated in class, for example, I couldn't read on the board because of the distance, which is between my desk and also the board. I could also have challenges reading books that have small letters. And also when I'm playing with my friends, I remember I used to like football. I used to like soccer. But no, many times I would miss the ball because of having poor sight, and my friends used to hate me for that because I would make them lose because of missing the ball, because of passing it to the wrong person. But this was just because of the poor sight that I have, which is as a result of having the condition of albinism.
And there are other issues and challenges that come when you have albinism, which is precisely why you're a big campaigner for awareness.
Yes, when I was in school, I went to a school for the visually impaired, for the blind. And in schools, I'm limited to the number of subjects that I can do. So the sight challenge also affects the careers because many persons with albinism end up going to special schools. And in those special schools, they end up not doing certain subjects, which means when they complete school, they only have a limited number of careers that they can do. They are limited. For example, at a school where I was, there was no physics, there was no chemistry. So that leaves me out that I can't become a doctor because I don't have such subjects. But even if I'm a person who would like to do those subjects because of the environment where I was, many people with albinism tend to be limited in terms of choices. And this is why many people end up being teachers and self-employment, telephone operators, and we are seeing a very few persons with albinism who go further. Like, for example, in Zambia, we have only recorded one medical doctor who is a person with albinism.
So for yourself, was your career choice, because you are a musician, you are an activist, was that due to the limitations or was it just a combination of being passionate about it as well?
Well, I think it is both. Firstly, I realized that I had limited careers in front of me. I could only become a teacher or these other things, which I was not really interested in. But also because of the passion, because of what I went through as a person with albinism, because of the experiences that I had, I developed a passion on the way, and I decided, well, adding to that, that I discovered my talent when I was still in school. I could sing when I was in school, when I was young. So I just decided to say, well, this is a very good career for me because it does not require my full sight. I can perform, I can be a musician regardless of my sight, regardless of my condition. So when I looked at music, it turned out to be a perfect career that I would suit because I had the passion, I had the talent, and the career itself also was very flexible for my condition.
And you're continuing work despite the coronavirus outbreak. You've actually just released a single. They are the last to be remembered. It's a devote. It's a devote.
Bantiwale malati wakumukile. Yes, yes. During this pandemic, everyone is affected, including my country, Zambia. And apart from doing music as a career, I'm also a music activist. So I use music to advocate for the rights of persons with disabilities. So I realized one thing, that many of my fellow musicians were singing songs on coronavirus, but it was the obvious message. I saw the gap that is there, that no one is speaking for persons with disabilities. And I saw how persons with disabilities are left behind, especially during this pandemic. So as an activist, I've gone ahead, I've produced a song and a video on coronavirus, and this is in relation to disability. And the main message in the song is to urge governments to be considerate to persons with disabilities, especially during this COVID-19.
And where can we find this song?
Well, so the song is out, the audio and the video. It is on the Sightsavers website, and it's also uploaded on my YouTube, John Chitty. You can watch the video there and you can download the video there. The song is also playing. Many stations have gotten it here in Zambia, and I've also given to other stations online and other TV stations who are promoting and airing the song.
So you mentioned Sightsavers. You're actually currently collaborating on another big campaign from them right now.
Yes, yes, yes. So as an activist, I'm also working with Sightsavers, and I am also supporting the campaign that they're running. So Sightsavers and us, we are running a campaign which is called EcoWild. Like the words itself, EcoWild is specifically just to create an EcoWild for everyone, regardless of disability or regardless of the condition. So what we are running is it's an online campaign, and we are targeting to get about 20,000 signatures. So I would urge anyone who is listening to please sign the petition online so that we can add more signatures. What we want is that we want to push the UN and the member states for them to be considerate, for them to support, and also for them to fund platforms that will provide an equal out to all persons with disabilities worldwide.
So the campaign's called Equal World Campaign, and the petition will be submitted to United Nations on the 15th of July. So you still have time to sign it, and you can find it by searching campaigning.sightsavers.org online. But in the meantime, music activist John Chitty, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. I look forward. Please feel free to get back to me on anything. Thank you for supporting, and thank you for giving me a platform for us to air out these views. I just want to remind everyone that this is an equal world. Please sign the petition, and let's create a good environment for everyone, regardless of the condition.